It's Ian Pickus. We are back in the Congressional Corner today with Democratic candidate Josh Riley from New York's 19th Congressional District. He is hoping to unseat first-term Republican Mark Molinaro in November. If you haven't seen the 19th District map, it's a sprawling one. It cuts across a big part of New York State. And I want to ask you about an issue that's in the news as we speak, which is the congestion pricing plan that Governor Kathy Hochul abruptly scaled back. She's now told reporters that she's thinking about revisiting it with some new facets. I just wanted to get your position on congestion pricing.
Yeah, it's, you know, most of the folks, so for our district, we go down into Ulster County, Sullivan County. Most of the folks that I have spoken with about this issue who go to travel in and out of the city typically have been using public transportation to do it. The biggest concern I have with this at this point is that I understand that congestion pricing revenues were expected to pay for a lot of infrastructure and transportation upgrades and a lot of needs. And now there's a scramble to figure out how that budget gap is going to be filled. And one of the things that's really, really frustrating for upstate New Yorkers is when we get stuck footing the bill for New York City's problems. And it happens over and over again. And so from my standpoint, I want to make sure my folks aren't on the hook for whatever it is the governor and the mayor are doing down in New York City.
But as a policy, trying to get, you know, fewer people to drive cars where they're sitting by themselves a long way, adding to pollution, that kind of thing. I mean, do you think the policy is a good one?
Yeah, I mean, look, as a general matter, we should be doing everything we can to protect the environment and fight climate change. And if there are policies that are going to move the needle in a meaningful way, then we should obviously look at them. One of the concerns, as I understand it with this, is that it makes it difficult for some people to plan their commutes and pay for their commutes. And so, like, as with everything, there's a lot of factors to take into account here. But I don't see any reason why we can't protect the environment and also make sure that working people are able to get to their jobs.
In our earlier conversation, you had mentioned you are a fan of term limits. I was wondering what you thought of President Biden's proposals to reform the Supreme Court, which included term limits and some other ideas.
Yeah, so for the most part, I think there's some good proposals in there. So one of them is term limits, which I support term limits for members of Congress. I support term limits for Supreme Court justices. The other issue here is that the Supreme Court isn't currently beholden to a code of ethics, and we've seen the consequences of that with a number of Supreme Court justices getting, you know, huge undisclosed amounts of money from various people who may or may not have interest before the court. That's corruption, and it hurts the credibility of the court and the trust that people have in it. But at the end of the day, I think we're having this conversation in large part because some of the terrible decisions we have seen come out of the Supreme Court in recent years. I mean, there have been a number of cases that have completely eviscerated the ability of the Environmental Protection Agency and the federal government to fight climate change, which is an existential threat to my kids' generation. The Supreme Court went in and gutted EPA's ability to fight climate change. And then, of course, there was the Dobbs decision from just a couple of years ago that ripped away a woman's constitutional right to make her own health care decisions. And that's going to be a top priority of mine in Congress, is making sure we're putting that right back on the books.
Do you think you'll vote in favor of the ERA that's on the November ballot in New York State?
Yeah, I'm expecting to, because, you know, we should enshrine a woman's right to make her own health care decisions in the Constitution. It seems to me that the Dobbs decision had a really devastating impact on women's equality and women's health care. And let's put it crystal clear in the Constitution that women have the right to make their own health care decisions.
What's wrong with former President Trump's position that the case was decided by the Supreme Court and now it goes back to the states and the states should decide for themselves on that one?
Well, that's not what the decision said.
Say more.
So, yeah, I mean, I know. So, look, there's a lot of Republican politicians running around saying that this is now a states' rights issue, right? That's what you're asking me. It's not a states' mm-hmm. rights issue. It's a women's rights issue. Women get to decide their own healthcare decisions. When politicians tell you it's a states' rights issue, what they're telling you is that politicians should decide for women what they can and can't do with the most difficult healthcare decisions they're facing. And that is wrong. That is absolutely wrong. It's a women's healthcare issue, and it's a woman's rights issue, not a state's rights issue. Constitutionally and legally, the Supreme Court didn't say the issue is returned to the states. What the Supreme Court said is that it will no longer recognize a federally constitutional right to abortion services. And what that means is that the government at any level, whether that's a state government or the federal government, has a role to play here on this issue. And so what that means for me is that Congress should pass the Women's Health Protection Act to restore Roe v. Wade's protections and reaffirm a woman's right to make her own healthcare decisions. Any of these politicians who are telling you it's a states' rights issue, they're wrong, and they're just trying to redirect blame.
Let me go to another area. You had mentioned that you don't mind criticizing your fellow Democrats sometimes. One area where you have done that on the record is over the southern border and the approach to immigration. So if elected to Congress, what would you do about it?
Yeah, a handful of things. Look, the current situation is completely untenable. The situation of the southwest border is an absolute disaster. And politicians from both parties, Democrats, whether it's the Biden administration, Republicans, whether it's Mark Molinaro, have completely failed us by refusing to fix it. In the last 2 years since Mark Molinaro took office, we've had over 4 million crossings at the southwest border. That's more than any time in the history of this country. And we now are in a situation where it's taking 3, 4, 5 years to process the paperwork for people. And the consequence of that, we just saw it in my hometown last week, we have people who are coming to the country who are not being vetted, and the whole system is just a complete and total mess. And so for me, there's a handful of elements to this. Number one is we have to secure the border. One of the ways to do that is by adding thousands and thousands of Border Patrol agents. There's all kinds of technologies that we should have at the border to stop the fentanyl smuggling. But the Republican and Democrats in Congress are so tied up in playing politics with this that they can't even get that done. So that's a piece of it. We need a ton of new immigration judges to handle asylum claims. Historically in this country, the way our immigration system has worked is that if people who are coming with legitimate asylum claims out of desperation, I'm thinking of, you know, the single mom with two little kids who's fleeing the violence of the cartels, America's always been a refuge for those folks. And at the same time, the people who are running the cartels and committing violence have absolutely no business whatsoever stepping foot in this country. And right now we're getting it all wrong. It's all completely broken. And the folks that I talk to across this district about this issue, and it's a lot of people raise this with me, they are so incredibly frustrated with the politicians who are screwing around with the issue instead of fixing it. There is a bill currently sitting in Congress that's supported by the Border Patrol Union. I mean, who knows better than the Border Patrol Union what's needed? It's a bipartisan bill. They support it. It would have secured the border months ago. And it can't even get a vote in the House because we're heading into an election season and Mark Molinaro and all these people want to just exploit the problem to run a whole bunch of scary ads on TV instead of actually fixing it for people.
We've been speaking with Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley. He's running in New York's 19th House District against Republican Mark Molinaro, who's also appeared on this program. So feel free to go on to WAMC.org and you can hear the Republicans' positions in this race. And I will say, Josh, we'll be seeing you for that debate in the fall. We thank you for accepting the invitation, and thanks as always for your time on the Congressional Corner.
Looking forward to it, Ian. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.